The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Turn our attention to Rome, where the chief of staff to Pope Francis has been called to testify in, of all places, a property trial in London. The case was taken against the Vatican by an Italian-British financier who is alleged to have acted unlawfully with his dealings over a controversial property in the British capital, in which the Vatican lost €350 million in an investment. Hugo McCafferty, a journalist in Rome, is with us. Hugo, good morning. Just explain what's going on here.
Good morning, Jonathan. This is probably impossible to explain. It's just it's so complicated. It's like full of it. This case that's been rumbling on for years. It's got everything in it. It's got embezzlement. It's got dubious financial actions. It's got shadowy actors in the background. It's got betrayal. It's got pretty much everything. But the whole case centers on a property deal that was carried out on behalf of the Vatican between 2014-2018, and that was to purchase what was the old Harrods warehouse in London. And as it turned out, more than 100 million kind of went missing in that case. This court case was launched to investigate, and it has little by little sort of implicated various senior figures within the Holy See. Now, normally it would be the Vatican would close ranks and you would see diplomatic immunity invoked. But Pope Francis has been unusually, I think he has an agenda where he wants to kind of sweep out corruption from the Vatican. So he's refused to do that, and you've seen the long arm of the law reach from London into the Vatican, which is very, very unusual, and kind of grab senior officials by the scruff of the neck, some of them even being convicted.
Yeah, but the idea of having to testify in a foreign court, I mean, the Vatican, it's a state, it's a nation state, but they normally don't do that kind of thing.
No, it's very unusual, and particularly with such a high-ranking official, the Archbishop Edgar Pena Parra, who is the Pope's chief of staff, and it was a tetchy day in court for him, where he took a battering on behalf of Miccioni's barrister, even accused of lying after putting his hand on the Bible and swearing to tell the truth. So it is it adds to the whole theatre of the thing. It's really pulling the curtains back and showing the whole kind of very murky goings on of how the Vatican actually works, certainly in terms of finances.
Yeah, tell us who this guy Raffaele Minchione is, and he's the guy at the heart of this, is he?
He's one of them, yeah. Raffaele Minchione was a financier who was working for the Vatican State in terms of managing the Sovereign Wealth Fund. He was one of the driving forces behind this decision and the whole deal, which took so many years. So what happened was that he drove the purchasing of this property, which had been described once it was purchased as basically an empty box in London. They way overpaid for it. Some people got in the middle of the deal. There was British Italian businessman called Gianluigi Torzi, who had managed to acquire power over the property, like decision making over the property, executive decision over, because it turns out that the shares that the Vatican had bought had no voting rights on the board. So he had to be bought out for 15 million. That money just disappeared into a vortex. Minchione was convicted for embezzlement and fraud, and convicted to and sentenced to 5.5 years in prison. Of course, he hasn't served a day of that. But he is now the man behind the current case who wants the London court to clear his name and say that he acted in good faith.
Now, I mean, in the middle of all of this, right, it's not as if they're short of a few bob in the Vatican. And this isn't, they weren't planning on turning this into a cathedral of some kind. So it's a little bit unusual and casts a light on what the Vatican do apart from running a church.
Yeah, well, the Vatican is a huge, huge corporate entity. They have plenty of money, and of course, that sovereign wealth needs to be managed. And there are many, many people. There's a whole industry around the management of the Vatican wealth. Now, normally there isn't any international scrutiny on that because the Holy See, it's the Pope as absolute monarch over the Vatican, has the opportunity, you know, can close ranks at any time. But unusually this time, I think Pope Francis has, it seems like he's sitting back and just watching the whole thing play out, probably to somewhat to his own amusement, in that he could stop it at any time, but he seems to be happy to have these characters get their comeuppance.
In a foreign court as well, just for good measure. All right, we will leave it there for now. Hugo McCafferty on the line from Italy. Thank you very much for that. No doubt more on that trial to come in the future.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.